The sharply written women characters in screwball comedies started to appear in the 1930s and became a fixture in the 40s. Actresses like Barbara Stanwyck, Carol Lombard, and Katharine Hepburn energized their movies with jokes, slang, frankness, and breathtaking banter. Maria Di Battista examines this glorious moment of cinematic history in her new book, Fast Talking Dames.
I'm conducting an investigation on current slang. Would you object if I used you for observation and study?
Yeah, I would.
Well, if I could have your assistance for just a few days, it would be...
Out, Professor.
Then you won't help me?
No, out. Shove in your clutch.
Shove in your clutch. Exactly the kind of thing I want. Perhaps if I could come back here again when you have more time.
Save the guess. I won't be here after tonight.
Well, look, here's the address of the foundation. If you should happen to change your mind by any chance, it's my residence as well.
Listen, not now.
Well, I'll just leave it here.
Okay, scrouse, Graham, scraw.
The complete conjugation.
That was a clip from Ball of Fire with Gary Cooper as the professor and Barbara Stanwyck as his case study.
She's a showgirl, and he's out on the town trying to hear as much slang as he can. He's compiling an entry for an encyclopedia, and he comes across Barbara Stanwyck, Sugar Puss O'Shea, and finds really the girl of his dreams.
There's something distinctly American about these fast-talking dames in the movie, isn't there?
Yeah, they're distinctly American, first of all, in their commitment to democratic values and democratic speech. These comedies tend to be anti-snobbish. They tend to make fun or satirize the upper classes. At the same time, they take very seriously the economic conditions that their characters are struggling with. These women are in the process of becoming the kinds of women they want to be, of living the life they want to live. And this seems to me very much part of the American myth of self-reliance, of self-realization that we associate with the American myth of opportunity.
Now, a lot has been said and written about how World War II affected the role of women in society generally, and particularly in the labor force. Did World War II provide a kind of a final golden age for these kinds of fast-talking dame movies?
I actually think what happened is you have these professional portraits of women, whether they're showgirls or shop girls or girl reporters, who tend to be my favorite type. They really mutate into the 40s heroines that have a little darker cast to them. They tend to be a little more pessimistic, a little harder in terms of the way they will replace economic incentives for any kind of romantic dreams they have. So by the time you get to the 40s, women are pretty much established and accepted, on the screen at least, as professional equals and often professional superiors of the men in the movies. But there seems to also be accompanying that a sense that something is being lost or compromised, so that the subliminal connection, I think, between fast talk and loose morals or questionable morals, I think, really begins to become more and more more overt anxiety by the 40s.
Well, and you point to almost like clockwork, the 1950 film All About Eve,
right,
in which Betty Davis is very kind of anxious about her sort of history in the story for the last 10 or 15 or 20 years as the kind of epitome of a fast-talking, self-reliant dame.
Right. She's the grand dame, actually, of the theater. And that performance is so fantastic because you could see that Betty Davis revels in all those great, one-liners. But it is, in fact, a movie that you have to fasten your seatbelt for, because it is going to be a bumpy ride. And it's the women who really, I think, are the victims of this kind of crash of a much more emancipated vision of womanhood.
Lloyd, I'm not 20-ish. I'm not 30-ish. 3 months ago, I was 40 years old. 40. 40. That slipped out. I hadn't quite made up my mind to admit it. Now I suddenly feel as if I've taken all my clothes off.
That movie seems to me finally so demoralizing, because Betty Davis ultimately confesses that what she wants to be is helpless and young, all the things that the fast-talking dame wouldn't even sort of think about as something worth going after. A dame is a word that I think communicates that all the class pretensions that we may have inherited from the mother country are really up for grabs and are going to be subverted. So there's a playfulness as well as a kind of self-inventiveness that I think has always been latent in American culture. And by this really sort of strangely wonderful, if painful, combination of the Depression pushing people into the workforce and scrambling for a living, the technology to reproduce the human voice, and just this generation of women who, coming out of the 20s, understood that maybe there was more sexual license available to them. Maybe they could speak up now that they had the vote, that this was the time where they could really come into their own.
Marie DiBattista, thank you very much for joining me today in Studio 360.
I really enjoyed myself. Thanks, Kurt.